Two Guys, One Reel podcast.
G'day guys, welcome back to Two Guys, One Reel podcast. I'm your host Kevin, and I'm doing a solo review of the movie The Ritual. This movie is based on a true story about two priests named Theophis, played by Al Pacino, and Joseph, played by Dan Stevens, as they attempt to put aside their difference to save an allegedly possessed young woman, Emma Schmidt, played by Abigail Cowan, through a series of dangerous exorcisms. This is directed by David Medell. And The Ritual is a very detailed telling of Emma Schmidt's story, also known as Anna Ackland. If you have heard of the story of Emma Schmidt on either YouTube or any other sources, this movie ties very well with that story. This movie is a very serious movie, and it's very intense and heavy. There's no comedy, no funny bits. It does hold well to the horror genre, but it's not as scary as what you would think, which can be its downfall in a way. The acting is very well done. Al Pacino, very good job. And Dan Stevens does a very good job, and Abigail Cowan playing Emma, being possessed and acting and throwing herself around, is really well done and very believable. So the story of Emma Schmidt is what has inspired the movie The Exorcist, which is really cool. This story was that well known that I think it was made books and other movies and stuff like that. So it's really good to see how impactful the story was. Emma is a real person who endured extensive exorcisms that lasted from August 18th to December 23rd, 1928. So Emma started showing symptoms akin to possession at the age of 14 and was 46 years old during her final exorcism by Father Theophis, who is a Roman Catholic priest. And it is one of the most highly documented cases of possession in American history. So what I liked about this movie was it was intense. It held your attention really well. And I went with one of my girls and she was glued to the screen as I was. I didn't jump. There was one jump scare towards the start and a bit dwindled off towards the end, which is a bit of a shame coming from, you know, being a horror film and all that. It does hold your attention pretty well. Some things I didn't like about it was it just wasn't as impactful as I think they wanted it to be. It's not as scary and crazy as, like, you know, your Conjuring movies and stuff like that. But it's a possession movie, and if you've seen possession movies, it holds well to that. And it's very detailed on the certain things that happen throughout the film. With the rating that I'll give this, I'd give it a 6.5 popcorn buckets. It's just above mid. It holds well being a true story, and the telling of the story is really one-to-one of what really happened, which is really cool, and the acting was great and everything seemed pretty well, but it just lacked in certain areas, which I'll go into in the spoiler section coming up pretty quickly. So yeah, a 6.5 popcorn buckets. What are your thoughts of this? Have you heard the story before of Emma Schmidt? Do you believe this to be true, or do you believe it's just to be another American tall tale? Well, that's for you to decide. And if you haven't heard the story, I recommend you looking it up, Anna Ackland, aka Emma Schmidt, and listening to the true story, and you can make up your mind. If you haven't made it this far, thank you. And if you could kindly leave a review, tell us your thoughts. Check us out on all platforms. You can get your podcast via where you're listening to on this and now on Spotify, YouTube, wherever. And also check out my Facebook page. Get engaged in the conversation of movies, upcoming movies, and all that. So I'm about to go into spoilers now. If you don't want to hear any spoilers, click off now. Come back later once you've seen the movie. But if you want to stick around, great, because here comes the spoilers now. All right, spoiler section of The Ritual 2025. So, going into spoilers here, there are a total of 6 rituals, and they gradually get worse and worse each time they do one. So they'll do a ritual where they try to exorcise the demons, and each time it just gets very worse. But then after each one, they have like a mid scene where they kind of decompress. But after each time they decompress, things get weird with each person. So Joseph, hearing things, seeing things, and doesn't know what to make of it. Where Al Pacino, he's done this before. So he's done an exorcism on Emma when she was 14. And they thought they got rid of the demons out of her at that time. But no, it's come back. And so he's used to this stuff. But at this church where Joseph is and some of the other nuns, they've never seen this before. They've never encountered anything like this. And this is all new. So it affects them in every which way, which is really cool to see. So after each one, it gets heavier and heavier on them. And a couple of them get attacked by Emma, but no one dies in this movie, which is a bit of a shame. I think it would have been a little bit more impactful if someone did die completely. You know, some people get hurt, so no one nun gets half her, like a chunk of her hair ripped out. No one gets punched in the face. One of the girls gets her hand crushed. So there's a bit of violence, not too much. There's a bit of blood and stuff, but it's not crazy. And I wish they would have stepped it up a bit more and maybe had someone die or something like that. But I guess in the real story, no one died. So I guess they wanted to keep true to what the story is, which they did. And if that's the way it went, that's the way it went. So you can't really do too much about that. Also, there are two demons who claim to have possessed Emma. So one demon is Beelzebub, who claims to have possessed Emma at the age of 14. So he's the one that started this. And Emma's abusive father is the one who cursed her. And he was, ever since her father died, he's been with the demons and been trying to get to her. So that's pretty crazy. And the other one is Judas, who claims that he wants to bring despair to Emma so that she will end her life. So he'll make it that bad that she just doesn't want to live anymore, which is pretty heavy. When the rituals are happening, like Al Pacino's Theophis, he will start doing sights from the Bible and stuff, and then Emma will start acting strange and doing crazy things, and then she ends up like puking up random stuff. And so the sixth ritual, the final one, that was a bit lacking. You know, I don't know what I was expecting with this or what to do with it. I don't know. We'll see in other films, you see the demon and stuff like that. Maybe I was seeing would hope to see like a silhouette or something like that. It would have been really cool to see, but nah, they just yell verses at her and stuff like that, and she just comes normal again, which is true to what the story has been told. So again, they're keeping to the actual story and keeping to what it really is, which is really, really good thing. So, but transferring that to a film, class one is a horror film, it kind of just makes it feel lackluster. It kind of makes it feel just not impactful, which is a bit of a shame. But I am happy I saw this movie. I was gonna skip this movie actually, but I decided I'd go see it, and I'm glad I did. It's a unique movie based on the true story, and yeah, it was pretty good, but it wasn't as what I thought. I thought we were gonna get a little bit more jump scares. I thought it was gonna be something, you know, a little bit more creepy in a way, but nah, it was a very, very tame with jump scares. It's a very tame movie, but it's tense. The tenseness is there and stuff like that. And also what I really liked about it was the sound. The sound really plays with your mind, and in the theater, like you could hear whispering and stuff. This theater was not packed, by the way. There's very little people that seen this movie, so which is a bit of a shame, is what it is. But yeah, it was really I felt like it was really worth my time. If you're a bit short on what you wanted to watch and go see in the theaters, then maybe check this one out. But if you want, I would wait. I would maybe wait. If you're really not sure about it, then maybe just wait for it to come to streaming. So that kind of rounds out my review of The Ritual. And again, if you made it this far, thank you so much. And please give a like, subscribe. Please give us a rating. It helps us grow the podcast and bring more of these to you as much as possible. So with that being said, check out our Facebook page. Check out all the or any social media we got. We got Instagram as well. And with that being said, I'll see you in the next one.